Welcome to the Real Estate Reality Show. This segment is brought to you by Arrow Moving and Storage. Whether you're moving across the street or across the country, call Arrow Moving and Storage, 719-325-6341. Now, your host and back-to-back Best of the Springs realtor, Justin Hermes.
All right, folks, welcome to another show here on Real Estate Reality. You're listening to Justin Hermes, Colorado Springs native, real estate guru, the believer in the long-term hold, folks. That's right, sacrificing now so you can live like a king later down the road. We live in a world of get rich quick, instant gratification, and I'm teaching you to wait 10, 15 years. Plan things out. Live like no one else, so later you can live like no one else, like Dave Ramsey says, folks. And that is it, the buy and hold concept. Right here, teaching you how to create passive income with Justin Hermes, my number 232-1063. Had a great conversation with Steve Harris, an investor. We were talking about the House bill that is going on right now up at the Capitol, House Bill 21-11-21. We're going to talk about that, dig into it, and talk about some of the concerns as we're looking at some rent control sneaking in here to the state of Colorado. So thank you, Steve Harris. That is a good for today. And what I would say is the bad is around 700 evictions have been filed. 700 evictions have been filed since the beginning of the year here in El Paso County. If you have eviction questions and how that happens, and there's a lot of news out there that is not accurate, you need to call me so I can walk you through the process and your options. My number, 719-232-1063. That is the bad, though, folks. We're seeing a big spike in evictions. Stick around as we slide into the next segment. You're listening to Justin Hermes on Real Estate Realities, 232-1063.
We're back to the Real Estate Reality Show with Justin Hermes. This segment is brought to you by HouseCheck, servicing the Front Range of Colorado Springs for over 25 years with the most complete and personalized home inspection. Call them now for more information at 719-266-1645.
All right, folks, welcome back in. Another show here at Real Estate Realities. We already got through the opening segment. So if you're joining me now, we're getting into the meat of the show. What we're talking about is House Bill 21-11-21, right? That's sitting up there at the Capitol right now and getting ready to go through the Senate. And it's going to offer a lot of changes here to the real estate investor. You need to be aware, folks. It's sad to say, but we got a little bit of the California mindset sneaking into the state of Colorado here. And we start getting into infringement on personal property rights, and landlords and investors need to be aware. They need to contact their House representative, their senators, and make sure that their voices are being heard and saying, we cannot let this pass. It's an infringement on our rights here. Okay, we're going to get into the first step of the House bill here, and that is that they are going to limit you to one rent increase within 12 months. And people go, well, that's not a big deal. The lease only goes for a year, so why does that matter to me? Well, what happens if you have somebody asked for a six-month lease? We see that commonly, right? Or somebody who's looking at possibly doing, you know, a short-term corporate lease, right? And somebody wants to extend or go month to month, folks. The biggest thing, though, is the government is now telling you, hey, if you have a shorter than a 12-month lease, you can only raise the rent a certain amount of times. Or if you have a one-year lease and you want to reach a new agreement with the tenant for some sort of reason, you've maybe gone in and done some improvements and they said, hey, we'll pay more rent if you do these things, add AC or whatnot. Nope, it won't be allowed because Big Brother is coming in and telling you how you are able to run your investment property. Okay, they've also increased the amount of time for an eviction. Okay. It was 48 hours after the judgment was placed, folks. They've now expanded that to 14 days. They're making that eviction process as drawn out as possible. And what I want you to see from this show is the fact that they are getting very tenant-friendly here in Colorado. Yes, we need it to be fair, folks. We need to treat tenants with respect. We need to love our neighbors. And I'm not saying we need, you need to have these rules that are biased one way or another, but I see them starting to slip over to more of a favorable side for the tenants. And that can become very dangerous. Okay, they moved the 7-day requirement for the court day appearance to 14 days. So when you take 48 hours, move it to 14 days, then you take 7 days and move it to 14 days. Now we're talking about extending that process out by, geez, about, you know, 18, 19 days, that your tenant can play that game and stay in the unit that much longer. If they worked it right and they were smart and knew how to work the legal system, they could really drag it out and stay in the property for up to a month. Okay? The biggest concern out of this bill for me, really, is that they're talking about rent increases. And I think it's a slippery slope. I know that, folks. It's a slippery slope. And these are some of the things that we've seen in California. And if they keep bringing that mindset and they're just biting off a little bit at a time, and if they get to the point, all right, we got this one through, great, now let's go after some more. Look at what has happened in California. Okay? California, they said you cannot raise the rent more than 5% plus of what inflation is per year. It was the Tenant Protection Act of 2019. And if they bring something that like that here to Colorado, it will crush us. I'm going to just give you an example. Say you go and you buy a house that needs a lot of work. It needs to be fixed up. And you have a tenant who's in there on a 2-year lease. Right? You have a 2-year agreement. And you go in, and during those 2 years, and it's way under market value, right? We can even use a year lease. The time frame doesn't matter. It's way under market value. They're renting for $800, and it should be renting for $1,500. And that tenant wants to stay. Then the government's coming in, limiting you on what rights the tenant has and what rights you have. And they're saying, listen, it doesn't matter that you're way below market rent. It doesn't matter. You can only raise that rent 5% plus inflation. Well, hold the phone, folks. I bought this and the rent was $800 and the market rent's $1,500. What are you telling me? I'll never be able to catch up. That is the red flag there, folks. The government coming in saying how much you can raise your rent by. So then what happens? Investors go, well, I'm not going to buy a fit. Why buy a fixer-upper? I got to deal with this battle of getting rent up to market. And then we start to see properties that have maintenance issues, right? Properties that are not being come in and fixed up. The investor is not paying attention to, you know, going in and rehabbing their properties. And we see a depletion in the neighborhoods. That's the type of stuff that happens when the government gets involved, right? If I'm a landlord and I'm saying, well, I'm capped out on what I can rent my place for. What can I control? Oh, I'm just not going to go in and do new carpet. I'm not going to go and do new paint when it needs it. And so we have a lower quality of life for that tenant because the landlord is being pinched on their side. I'm telling you, when the government gets involved, they just, boy, oh boy, especially with personal property rights, they just make things worse and worse. You know, we as Americans, we have the freedom, right? Free enterprise, you know, freedom of being an entrepreneur, and you start getting infringement on this, it's a very slippery slope. Okay. Now in California, they said we have some exemptions, right, on condos, single family, a duplex. Now they're starting to say certain properties are exempt from this rule and certain properties aren't. What? How does that work? That doesn't sound fair at all. It gets worse. The landlord wants to convert a rental condo or remodel a property. They have to pay. So you own a condo and you say, yeah, we're going to convert this. We're going to sell it or we're going to do a major remodel. You have to pay a relocation fee equal to 1 month's rent to the tenant. Let that soak in, folks. It's your property and you want to come in and do a remodel. You have to pay a relocation fee. And I'm talking the lease is up. You still have to go in and pay a relocation fee equal to 1 month's rent to the tenant. It's the risk of renting, right? We treat people fairly, but it's the risk of renting. The landlord needs to go in and remodel. You know, you have to find another place to live. As long as we're abiding by the lease and being ethical, that's fine. But why then should the landlord be responsible for paying a relocation fee because the tenant has decided to rent? And what's the positive of rent? You have very low risk, one would think. We could battle that. But you don't have to take care of any maintenance. You just call the landlord. They take care of the maintenance items for you. And so what is one of the negatives? Well, you don't know, your future is kind of unknown, right? They want to come in and convert and sell or do a major remodel. You have to find a new place to live. Well, now they're saying, well, we're going to make sure that the landlord pays for that relocation fee. So, like I said, big problem I think with it is, why buy a dilapidated property with low rents and fix it up? It doesn't encourage revitalization when you start having rent restriction come into play, right? I mean, it just doesn't make sense. Big government creates a problem. It just does. You can look at it historically through so many things. Anytime big government and they try to come in and control, nothing good can come of it, okay? So less maintenance will be spent by landlords. That's the big thing that you'll see. Right? More slumlords because they're being told how much they can rent their units for. There's 525 elected officials who are really behind this, and they want to see it happen nationwide. One of the number one supporters of it is Bernie Sanders. He wants to see this nationwide, way more tenant rights, and strip the investors away and the landlords. And what I'm going to tell you, the radio listener, is that investor has worked their tail end off to build their real estate portfolio. They've worked their tail end off to create something and to create a better life for their family, some financial freedom. And a lot of these landlords, investors come back and they give to the community. They give back in a real meaningful way. They add great value, right? As a landlord, you provide someone a home, somewhere, a place to live. We have to have investors and landlords. And when the government comes in and says, we're going to tell you what you can and can't do with your property, that's pretty scary, folks. And it's not fair to the person who has worked so hard to build a rental portfolio. So something to be aware of. You know who your local congressmen are and your local senators. This is a state issue. And you need to make sure your voices are being heard. And you may say, Justin, I don't see anything wrong with this House bill. And that's okay. I'm not going to sit and argue with you, but you need to be aware of the progression of this and how it's a slippery slope and they start going after more rights and stripping away more rights from you as the investor. You have to make sure you are aware of what is going on at the state legislation level that can affect your real estate values, your passive income. And that is why I talked about this on the show today, is because it's so important that you know what is going on and the infringement that we're seeing on some personal property rights. So anyway, folks, if you want to chat with me about that, if you have any ideas, feel free to reach out to me. Ideas or questions, just call me on my cell at 232-1063. That's 232-1063. Stick around as we talk about transparency and title. Right? We dig deep into this House bill and what it meant. Now we're going to dig deep into title and say, what are your title insurance fees? What are your closing fees? How do they vary? Right? A lot of great information coming from Dan Ozinski. He's going to join us with Unified Title. So make sure you listen to the fantastic show sponsors during the break that make this show possible. And then stick around and get 10 minutes of action-packed great information on what title insurance is and what fees you incur with that process and what it's all about, folks. You're listening to Justin Hermes. I'm a Colorado Springs native. I help people create passive wealth through real estate. I believe in the long-term hold when it comes to real estate. I own investment properties myself. We manage property, and that's what makes us different from any other realtor. We manage 120 rental properties. We buy and sell about 80 homes a year for people, and we love the buy and hold approach. And it's not as glamorous. It's not instant gratification, but you put in the hard work now, boy, it will really pay off down the road for you and your family, and then gives you the ability to give back in an enormous way to the beautiful community here of Colorado Springs. So if you got any questions, 232-1063. Stick around, folks. We're sliding into the third segment now. You're listening to Justin Hermes on KRDO News Radio.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Reality Show. Now here's Justin Hermes.
All right, folks, welcome back to the third segment here of Real Estate Realities. Thanks for joining me. It's Cardio News Radio. Justin Hermes, if you have questions during the segment, feel free to reach out, 232-1063. The segment before, yes, very exciting topic. House Bill 2111-21, going over some of the rent controls. And we're talking about transparency, folks, right? We need to make sure we look into what the government is doing when it comes to real estate. It's very important. And that is why we're shifting into title. We got Dan Ozinski joining us today, and we're talking about transparency and title. What are some of the fees as we dig in here? Dan, thanks for joining us.
Good day, everybody. Justin, glad to be here. I always appreciate it every single time. Yeah, so
We're talking different. We just want to start right from the beginning. Title, yeah. Insurance, the rates that we're looking at, and possibly different rates for different areas. And title insurance is how we convey title here from one person to another person. When a transaction happens and someone is buying and selling, title insurance is what we use in the state of Colorado.
Yep, the only insurance that insures the past. That's how you differentiate. But yeah, I got some great figures here. So everybody get your pens out, your pencils out, whatever it is.
Stop, pull over on the side of the road.
Yeah, you know, get your notes app up, whatever it takes. So start things off, we'll start with the big city of Denver. And those rates are a basic rate for title insurance. And what I've done across the board is I used the median cost house, $375,000.
Perfect.
Okay.
Median, folks. Make sure you hear that correct, yeah. Because average is like 75 grand higher, and yep. The median is what you really want to use. So bingo. When your friends say, hey, no, it's 415,000, you go, no, we're talking median.
Rock on. That's exactly right. 1593 for the Denver area.
And what was that median?
375.
375. And yep. It was again?
These are all
15 what?
1593. So $1,593.
Great. Great. And just so you know, folks, if you're listening to this and you're trying to do a transaction up in Denver, we did one for just a family member, Travis, and you helped facilitate that, Dano, up in Denver.
Yes, sir.
So if you're listening to this right now, remember, Unified Title does everything throughout the state of Colorado.
Absolutely. And through the Stewart acquisition, as a division of Stewart, we are now international, which is pretty awesome, too.
There you go.
But yeah, now listen to this difference. El Paso and Teller counties. $375,000 house, $1,341. So you see a $200 difference between us and the Denver area.
And that is strictly because the title insurance is costing more because your median price home is more.
Yep, yep. But it doesn't always ring true. So this is kind of interesting. When you're looking at Pueblo area, Pueblo County, $375,000 house, $1,420 for title insurance.
And
now,
so
the closing
is that
costs are a little less. But the title insurance is a little bit more, and I couldn't tell you
just
why.
Per the county.
Yeah, per the county. Then we look at another area that you happen to broadcast in over in Canyon City, and the $375,000, this is counties of Custer and Fremont, $375,000 house, $1,232. So that one makes a little more sense, and of course a little bit less than what we're paying here for title insurance in El Paso.
And we're standard, it is still that the seller's paying the title insurance, folks.
Yep.
That is how it works. But we're getting into a hotter market. We do see it popping up a little bit now where the buyer is picking up that cost, so they can pick up that cost if they like.
Absolutely. And we've got some amazing, loyal, and just motivated agents that love working with Unified Title. They know how everything works, how the process goes. They prefer that. And a lot of times they will coach their people to suggest that closing place because it's or our company because of the fact that they're familiar and they know what we can do and
yep.
They love it.
100%. That's great. So let's talk a little bit. That's title insurance, folks. Now we have closing fees. Okay, so Dano, explain that to the radio listeners, difference there between closing fee and title insurance.
So title insurance is paying for the actual insurance, which insures the past title of that home.
And okay. For it to convey.
Exactly.
And then the closing fee, how I understand it, is for that closing service to take place, the actual closing itself.
Yep. Yep.
And the maybe some services. Of the other admin stuff that goes into
yeah,
it.
Yeah, what we call our bundled rate. Yep. So the perfect segue. What we're looking at in El Paso, and I just wanted to bring these up because these are obviously the most prevalent, $340 for residential. Now, the interesting thing that I saw and that I sometimes forget, but the for sale by owner is $390. So it pays to actually have and hire a real estate agent to help you with your transaction.
Well, you're probably having to really hold people's hands, and that's why you're charging more when it's a for sale by owner.
Yeah.
I would assume.
Yeah. And those fees, and it's a bundled rate, like I said earlier, all the rates include the charges associated with a typical transaction except recording charges. So
just that's just per what the county's going to charge for recording. Every title company is going to be the same as far as that goes.
Yeah, absolutely. And what we're seeing too, and I thought that this was interesting, Justin, is vacant land. These are a la carte rates, $150 for the escrow services to close on that piece of property.
Yeah, and you think, okay. And that's just interesting why that price difference would be half there.
Yeah, because the time associated with what it takes to close is pretty similar.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, sometimes it's a little less, but.
Yeah. Well, that's what it's about, folks. It's kind of knowing the transparency, knowing here how much the fees are, you know, and talking about depending what you're buying, right? If you're buying land or if you're buying residential. But now if you're buying a fourplex, that's, you know, that still qualifies as a single family home.
Yes.
As far as your rates go.
Yeah, and sometimes it blends over into commercial rates, but you're right.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah, at least the fourplexes, I know we've looked at that as far as the rates go. And then talk about, you know, hold opens and then any discounts possibly, but depending on how long somebody's lived in the home.
So, yeah, hold open rates, which is kind of interesting. I used it as a sales tool, to be honest with you. There's a lot of title companies that offer hold open rates, but they don't talk about it because they don't make as much money by not talking about it. But I talked about it because I really thought that was a neat feature that we offered, or a discount that we offered to, let's say, those that are do the fix and flips.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it keeps it open, keeps title open for a year. Sometimes you can extend it up to 6 months, maybe even a little bit longer. I think it's even up to a year total of extension. But what it does is it reduces your total escrow costs by about anywhere between $200 to $300, which is sometimes the cost of a couple appliances.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. Every dollar counts.
Absolutely. Especially to those people that are frugal and that are smart with their money, especially those people that are working on doing fix and flips. I think it's a great idea. And then, of course, the five-year 55% off the basic rate. If your house has been,
if you've lived in it for just under 5 years,
yep,
that's crazy. And so now, tell us—is that something you guys are going to pick up on and say, "Yep, we're giving you that rate," or is that something the realtor needs to be knowledgeable of, or if it's a for sale by owner, the actual homeowner?
Excellent question. We prefer that you guys still tell us.
Yeah,
that really helps. But
because you got
know.
A lot of files and a lot of stuff you're doing, and
But
really, that's why we're talking about the show, is because it's your job, like anything else, as a home seller or a buyer's agent or seller's agent, is to be aware of the fees and say, hey, let's take advantage of this here. We need to make sure they know it's five years or under, you know? So if you're hiring somebody who's advocating for you like that, they should be aware of that.
That's right. That reissue rate is off the charts, by the way, because some of them are graduated. Some of our competitors, they graduate the rate.
And what's the difference, Dano? Do you mind one more time?
5 years from the date of closing.
Okay. And then we're talking title insurance.
Title insurance.
How much is it?
5%. So let's say 55%. I'm sorry, not 5%. 5 years, 55% of the basic rate, all the way down to a minimum of $534.
So 55% off.
Yep.
That's great.
Yeah, it's huge.
Yeah. I mean, radio listeners need to be aware of that. That's probably, I would say, the best thing that we'll talk about on the show today as far as value for the radio listeners.
Yeah, I hope so. I think, you know, especially with closing costs being up nearly 6% in 2020, I just read an article regarding that. So
yeah, that's a golden nugget, folks. If you can take one golden nugget out of each show, that's the goal. We're winding down here. It's the last segment of Real Estate Realities. We're talking Dan Ozinski, Unified Title. Justin Hermes here, your host. And Dano, if you want to, you know, I know you got something special here to share as we break ways with another show here, Real Estate Realities.
Well, if you're anything like me, you probably are surrounded by some amazingly strong women. And we celebrated International Strong Women's Day on March 8th. And I thought this was very, very appropriate. I just received this information in the other day that there is actually a trend. More single women are buying homes. Let me just read what I wrote or what I see in the article from Market Data. dated Wednesday, March 10th, 2021, single women bought 9% more homes in the fourth quarter of 2020 than a year earlier, compared with only a 5% increase in the same time frame for single men, according to a report from Redfin. Couples bought 12% more homes, according to the report, but listen to that. Single women by 4% difference compared to single men.
That's because our brains, you know, don't start working at full functionality until like 15 years after women.
That's about right.
I'll say it, folks. Yeah. I'm a guy. You get a couple guys in the studio, but yeah, our brains just don't really start firing all cylinders until about 15 years after. We had a 15-year delay on what women experience.
And I've noticed that trend just over at Unified Title. I've seen a lot of single women closing on homes. No lie. More than single men. I've just noticed the difference in the amount of people that are coming into Unified Title. And some of it has to do with the military, too, to be honest with you.
That's awesome, folks. There you go. Good job for all those women out there making a difference. Daniel, thanks for coming on the show. Appreciate it.
It's been my pleasure, Justin. Thanks for having me.
All right, folks, remember, this is all fun. Title insurance, we're talking about real estate, mortgages. Most important thing is using the gifts God has given you and giving back to the community. Have a fantastic Sunday. You've been listening to Justin Hermes, Cardio News Radio, 232-1063, Real Estate Realities.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.